Hey guys, Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise, and today I'm going to talk about niche selection for high-ticket dropshipping. Just some ideas and tips and things that I've gained through experience that I think I can help you, especially if you're kind of a first-timer at it. And if it is your first time, definitely get my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. All right, guys, let's get into it. So niche basically means a subset of a marketplace. So like, let's look at like a big, broad market like home, or you know, furniture or whatever, appliances. A niche market would be like a very, very specific subset. Like a great example is up here in the corner. So I get my finger over there, is one of these things. It's air conditioning systems. Specifically, they're called mini splits. And these mini splits are really cool because instead of like a central air system, they just provide air for one area of your house, and it's a lot less expensive. They come as two separate things. There's an air compressor that goes outside, and then the actual ventilation system that goes inside. Air handler, they're called. And then you have some tubing and electronics and whatnot. But yeah, mini splits are a great example of a niche marketplace. Another one is over here, kitchen appliances like refrigerators. And I don't really have much else here, but there's also like ranges and stovetops, and there's also microwave ovens and what else? There's a ton of other kitchen appliances. I just can't think of them right now, but dishwashers, laundry machines. So all these different appliances that you'll see at like a Best Buy or something like that, those are all great and they sell online. There are certain brands that work online really well, and there are certain brands that only sell in retail stores. So just keep that in mind. But when you first start out, it's a really good idea to pick like a niche market. Okay. If you start a big, broad general store, oftentimes you're going to not convert as well because high ticket products usually means more complicated products. That's not always the case. Like furniture, for instance, a couch or like a dining room table or dining room chairs, those aren't super complicated products. Maybe there's like a different finish or different material or different sizes, but for the most part, there's no electronics involved, and assembly is just basically screws and stuff like that. So furniture is really simple. Now, that's a great pro, but the con side of that is that there's gonna be so much competition because they're so simple that it's gonna be hard to compete, and probably high CPCs and high competition in the Google organics. And obviously you can buy furniture from almost any one of these like big stores. So people usually just walk into stores because they wanna see the furniture before they buy it. So selling it online, it doesn't always work as well. Okay, so what I usually recommend getting into is a more complex niche, and that really requires a niche store. So how do you like find niches? Well, you just look around your house or go outside, and just while you're going out throughout your day, whatever you happen to do, just like if you ever see a thing that you think is expensive, write it down and then go research it on your computer later. Look at marketplace websites like Amazon or eBay or Walmart. Go into Google Shopping and type that product in and the name of it, and just look at niche stores. A niche store is just a store that sells that specific product. So usually that product is going to, the category keyword is going to be in the domain name of that website. Just try to write down a whole list and brainstorm ideas. Another great way you can do it is just go to marketplace websites or any niche stores that you've already shop on that you've seen, and sort by cost, high to low. And that way you'll be able to see all these different ideas for expensive products. And there's tons of different expensive products on there. So that's how you kind of get ideas. And then what do you do to research? Well, there's generally four or five different things I do to research. The first one is I just want to kind of determine how much competition there is and what the competitors are. So like I said, so you just have like a product category keyword, you just type it into Google and usually go to Google Shopping, and you find how many niche competitors there are. And the filters I use are you want the keyword usually to be in the domain name. Okay, because that's like 80% of the way it is. Niche stores have the keyword in their domain name, along with like another branding word or two branding words. And then you want to have online only. So they can't have like a retail storefront or any kind of showroom or like their own fulfillment center. And the way you do that is just go to like their contact page or something, or the footer of their website, and look at their address if they even list it. And if they don't list an address, most likely they're online only. But if they do, then look at the address on Google and just see, is it someone's house? Is it an apartment? Is it like a UPS store or some kind of fulfillment center? Because if that's the case, it's probably online only. And the cool thing about that is that then you know that they don't have a fulfillment center. So all the suppliers that they have, like the brands that they sell on their website, are probably going to drop ship, okay? Because how else is that, you know, supplier, how else is that dealer going to be able to sell those products, right? They're going to have those products dropshipped for them. Okay, so, you know, this is like 95%. Usually it's like the way to go. Okay. So, yeah. And then the other thing is you want to be able to determine which competitors are bigger than the other ones. And I use a tool called SEMrush, some people call it SEMrush.com. And if you just type them in there, they'll give you like the SEO rankings and stuff like that. And for all those competitors that you find in that niche, you can find out like which ones are the biggest ones and have the best SEO rankings and have been around the longest and stuff like that. Those are the ones to kind of like really dive into, and because you can do more research and find out like what are the best-selling suppliers that they have, what are the best-selling products and SKUs, what kind of content are they offering, what kind of like lead gen funnels do they have set up, because lead generation is really important. And you can even sign up for their list and see what kind of email marketing they do. You can see if they have a YouTube channel or a Facebook page and how much social media marketing they do. You can see if they have any, you know, third-party review site accounts set up, and those kinds of things are going to be able to really boost, you know, their credibility online. And you can see what kind of offers they have on their website, if they do like free gifts. So you can really dive into these competitors and see, okay, how many niche site competitors are there? You know, how many suppliers are there in total, and how many best-selling suppliers does it seem like there are across all these sites? And then I want to look at demand again, like keyword search volume for the particular keyword for the product category, and maybe some of the subcategories or the related categories. What's the keyword volume? That kind of stuff is really important. And generally, you can look at trends as well. Google.com/trends will tell you whether a niche is trending up or not. And if it's flat, no big deal. It just means it's kind of like a consistent evergreen category. If it's trending up, then that's usually a good thing. It means it's becoming more popular. If it's trending down, then that could be for one reason or another, and that should definitely require you to do some more research. It doesn't always mean it's a bad thing. It means that maybe some trends kind of blew up and, you know, became a bubble and popped, and then they're going to blow up again and whatever. So there's a lot of different things to do, but if the more research you can do in the beginning before you get started, the better off you're going to be in the long run, because you're going to have a better idea of like what's going to convert really well, how much work it's going to take. And, you know, usually what I tell people when it comes to niche selection is like choosing a niche, especially if it's your first one, is you've got to find the intersection between what works really well already out there and what you are really good at. And when you can find where that intersects, then you're going to do great. But you've got to choose something that not only is already going to sell really well, but also something that you're really good at. And or you can choose to be really good at, like you can learn about and stuff like that, okay? When you can find something that matches that intersection, I think you'll do quite well. And then the only thing after that is just be consistent and be persistent. Never give up. Especially in the beginning, you can definitely spend a lot of money on ads and not get any sales and kind of feel really bummed out, like you made some mistakes and it's not going to work. Don't give up. Okay, you can definitely just like lower your ad spend and try to figure out other things and look around your website and have somebody look at your website and maybe pay for some more coaching and figure out how to do ads better. There's lots of different things, but just never give up. Okay. When you get something started and something doesn't work out the first time, doesn't mean that you're a failure and you're never going to do it right. It just means maybe that like something's happening right now and you need to figure it out. Okay. So just keep looking into it and keep figuring it out and come up with a plan. Okay. So that's generally niche selection guidelines for high ticket dropshipping folks. And I definitely recommend getting my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. Comes with a free mini course, and you can sign up for my masterclass for high ticket dropshipping if you feel like you need that. And also I offer coaching and consulting at ecommerceparadise.com. And I also provide lots of services because I have a whole team and we build out stores and we scale them and all that. So you can check those out, ecommerceparadise.com/services. We do a turnkey service for a full business build. We do ad management, SEO. We have what's called the e-commerce elite service now, where I provide my entire teams of services to you to scale your store. So it's all up to you guys whether you want anything or not, but I have lots of free resources anyways, and definitely subscribe for more of this content. I'll see you guys out there. Take care.